This is URN.
Welcome back to your Thursday edition of The Pulse with me, Hermione, Charlie, Eleanor and Freya. We've had a really interesting discussion about universities and drug use, and now we've got some breaking news from Freya, so over to you.
Yeah, this just came in, actually. I think it's just been agreed, but it's been agreed that US President Donald Trump is to visit the UK on Friday the 13th of July. This has just been announced by the White House. Britain's ambassador to the US, Sir Kim Darroch, tweeted that he was delighted by the announcement, and Downing Street has said that Mr. Trump will hold bilateral talks with the Prime Minister, and further details will be set out in due course. Mrs. May was the first foreign leader to visit Mr. Trump in the White House after his inauguration. The story's just out, so there's not much more information on it yet. So I want to turn it over to discussion pretty quickly, but what I wanted to discuss with it was, obviously, I think we all know there's going to be a lot of uproar about it. There's going to be protests. I'm sure, you know, Owen Jones will take to Twitter. But my question is whether or not we should be preventing or wanting to prevent Donald Trump coming to this country. Should we be considering it an act of, you know, a violation of free speech if we stop him? Should we be respecting other countries' leaders, or should we be saying that we disagree with someone who maybe morally we disagree with coming to this country? And also, is it a little hypocritical of us to focus our attentions on Trump and sort of demonize him when we've, you know, had a lot of very problematic visitors, a lot of very problematic stuff happening in our own country?
Personally, I'm not Trump's biggest fan, and that's been made very public on The Pulse before, but I don't think it's right for us to stop him from coming over. He's a world leader, and we've had people like the Prince of Saudi Arabia come over, who was a very controversial figure. We had him come over, and there was a little bit of hoo-ha about it, but not huge, not the same level as Trump. And I don't think we should ban someone from coming over to our country, even if, for example, his views aren't exactly what everyone would agree with. I don't think you can restrict them. I think you just have to, you know, make sure you have leaders in this country that have the guts to stand up to him if he says something inappropriate, or if, you know, if they want to raise issues with America. It's good to have him on our own soil to do that.
Yeah, I think it's really important that you respect that there is freedom of speech at the end of the day, and that's something that I think is really important. And of course, he says things are controversial, but as Charlie said, I mean, we've had people like the president of China, Xi Jinping, who is like well known for, I mean, the country as a whole, of doing awful things and having political prisoners and banning people from the country for their political views. Yet we've had visits from him, and I think it's really important. Donald Trump is the leader of America. I mean, some may say the leader of the free world, and it's really important, I feel, that he does visit and you do keep those connections, because despite what he says, and I'm not supporting what he says in any way, it's really important that you don't just cut someone off, I feel, who has just offered opinions. I mean, Hillary Clinton, during her election campaign, did some questionable things as well, and I feel if she was president, we would have welcomed her with open arms.
Yeah, she came over, actually, after she lost the race. She came over.
Yeah, she was on, like, Graham Norton. Yeah, and she did some very questionable things with the emails and with some opinions, and we welcomed her with open arms. So, of course, I'm not supporting what Trump's saying, but I think also it's important to maintain the relationship between England and America, because he's just one president at the end of the day, and you don't want to cut off a whole country because of one president who's only going to be there for, I don't even know, he's got, what, 3 years left, 2.5 years left?
Do we think, in that regard, talking about other people coming over, do you think that as a very vocal, very wealthy white man who kind of just goes around, presents himself as a bit of an idiot, do you think that it is easier to condemn Trump coming over? And do you think that people are like, well, I've done my bit, I said I don't like Trump, rather than looking at world issues?
Yeah, I think you have to be careful, especially with Trump, and people just, there's just this culture of hating him now. And whatever he says, people hate on it. Despite if other people have said it, or if other leaders have done similar things, and no one's condemned them for it.
And I suppose most significantly is the bombings recently that have been announced on, is it Syria?
Yeah.
And
we were involved with that, though.
We were involved, yeah. And then also you look at the Obama administration, and obviously there were bombings of Syria under the Obama administration. And whether, you know, I don't think anyone in this room is going to be like, oh, yeah, I really think Trump is a great guy.
No.
But it's a thing of...
The thing with Trump is that he started with such a low opinion in terms of the media that no matter what he does now, he can only go higher, really, in terms of media opinion, because he is so low. The media, especially in the UK, from the beginning, like, had such a negative image of Trump that whatever he does now, it's all on the same borderline. I think his current conversations with North Korea are going to be an interesting story to develop, because if he pulls that off, he's going to be one of the first world leaders to actually, you know, work out a peace agreement with North Korea, which would be incredible. If he did that, then I don't know whether public opinion would change about him.
I don't think anyone... This is what I find really confusing. I don't think anyone knows whether Trump is a genius or an idiot.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows at the end of the day.
Someone told me that when he found out that he'd been elected president, he went to a hotel room, ordered like $300 worth of McDonald's or something ridiculous like that, because he was just so incredibly shocked because he never expected to win. I mean, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah,
but
he's so confident on camera.
Yeah, he's a bit of an enigma. And then he's endorsed by people like Kanye West. And Kanye West was tweeting that they were like dragon souls or something, and that they were like brothers, and he's got a Make America Great Again hat that he's got signed. Now Kanye West is going up for presidency in 2024. And it's just a thing of like, why do we keep letting celebrities just dictate our entire lives?
I know, but I think you have to question, is that just the culture that we're now
Power,
just developed within
the power
society?
Of the celebrity culture nowadays,
yeah, it's now
is
like
so
they
massive.
Almost dictate like, politics. I think so many people,
if you look at,
would take their opinions from what a celebrity
tweeted.
Yeah,
for example, if you look at Grind for Corbyn, that was that really defined Corbyn's campaign, and his popularity with young people increased so much because he did interviews with people like Jamie and Skepta, which obviously loads of people love, and that whole thing really boosted his campaign in terms of the young voters.
Yeah, I can suppose you can look at it as whether this is a positive thing in terms of engaging young people in politics more, if it takes celebrities to do that, whether like that's a positive or a negative thing.
I think it's interesting. I think, you know, Beyonce is a big one. I think she literally just boosted the feminist movement ridiculously. She boosted the Black Lives Matter movement, and you know, that's a good thing in a lot of respects, but I think it's dangerous to give celebrities that amount of power, and I think that's evidenced by Trump.
I think it's also dangerous in the sense that perhaps young people are becoming more politically aware, but maybe through the wrong avenues. I mean, I think if you ask people in Britain, a lot of young people, about the Houses of Parliament, or if they knew who their local MP was, or even if they knew like what the Labour Party or the Conservative Party stood for, they wouldn't actually know. But they would be able to say, oh, Skepta and Jeremy Corbyn or something.
Yeah.
Whereas would they actually be able to name other MPs or members of the cabinet? And I think that's something that's dangerous. Is the celebrity culture taken away from like political
sphere.
Legitimacy as well?
Yeah,
I think it very much promotes a kind of view of politics which is quite binary, in terms of being quite emotional, of like, as you say, people automatically have a negative opinion of Trump without necessarily knowing why.
And like someone like Beyonce says something about the Black Lives Matter movement, so everyone's like, oh my gosh, I'm supporting that.
Yeah.
Or like, I know everything about it because Beyonce's tweeted about it, when in reality there's so much more to it, and there's so many real people who really actually do suffer, and it's not just something that should just be like made pretty, I suppose, by celebrities endorsing it.
Going back to the Trump visit, though, I think it's very apt he's coming on the Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
And that was the first thing I noticed about the story.
It's a very strange day.
I think
everyone.
That's what's trending, isn't it? Friday the 13th is what's trending in the UK right now.
I really wonder what will happen, like if it will actually happen, though, because he was meant to visit in January, wasn't he?
But it backed out.
And the Queen was, I think, quite conveniently not available for a visit, which was quite funny. So I think it will be interesting to see how actually on unfolds really, and who he will meet and where and what will be discussed.
Hopefully it's only a political visit
and not a kind of cultural visit.
Yeah.
He's not, like, doing the tour, the sights.
The thing is, America...
I can't really see him in Blackpool Tower, no. Can you?
America and Britain have always had that thing where they say they've had a special relationship.
Yeah, for
and
so
And in light
long.
Of Brexit as well, this is the thing. We can't... In some respects, we can't afford not to have a good relationship. And you want to take the moral high ground. You want to be, like, maybe, like, you know, we don't like what America are doing, but at the end of the day, Theresa May probably does like what America is
doing.
But
also, like, what even is the moral high ground anymore? Like, what is our government doing that's so drastically different, I suppose?
Yeah.
I mean,
we say that we're right when we're doing things that are very similar, and, you know...
and, like, the number of homeless people and with this whole Windrush scandal and things like that.
It's a completely two-ended sword, isn't it, really?
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of what really is
the
moral
high
ground
at this point. Now.
That's the thing, you kind of characterise Trump as the villain without looking at what we're actually doing as well. It's kind of...
Yeah, and I think that's where, talking about celebrities and stuff, I think that's where the issue lies, is often you see one opinion and people don't consider the rest of the story and the rest of what is actually happening, which obviously political engagement amongst young people is really important.
It's needed.
But I think you have to also consider whether social media is damaging that, and like celebrity culture is also damaging that, because perhaps there is it is having a positive impact, but at what extent?
Well, the only good thing about Trump's tweets is that young people do see them and do engage with them, because
and I suppose everyone
knows
who he is.
They're often so ridiculous and so unprofessional that people are drawn to them, and he, I guess, has the most visibility of any political leader because of this. And perhaps, you know, maybe that's his whole campaign strategy. Maybe that's the way he likes to work, because it's working for him. He is the most talked about politician, I would argue.
I suppose you have to consider whether he's using his platform for
good or evil.
Yeah, good or evil. Anyway, I think that might be all we have time for with that story. So that was us talking about the breaking news that Donald Trump is coming to visit in July. Of course, if you have any opinions about anything that you hear, please do message in at urn1350.net.
This is URN.